This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time now for another edition or another juxtaposed conversation on the Good Day Health Show with one of the eminent doctors associated with the program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from his clinic down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is where he hangs his hat every day, all day, probably 12, 14 hours a day. You can find him there at 8 in the morning or you can find him there at midnight helping patients from all around Florida, all around the country, as a matter of fact, all around the world. People go to visit with Ken to get his expertise. They love listening to him on the radio because he has a great manner about him. That's why I love him as my friend and as my doctor, somebody I trust. If you're interested in having some sort of telemedical connection, you can call his office. Talk to one of the ladies there, 352-735-1400. I think I'm safe. I don't think you have any men on your staff. Do you? I don't remember ever seeing a man on your staff.
We have in the past, not... Other than me, not currently.
No, I didn't think so. Okay. All right. So we have some time here today. We obviously are going to spend some time focused on the latest from the COVID, the world of the COVID vaccines and all that sort of stuff. Also, we're going to spend some time talking about my experience last week. For those of you who listen to the DJV program that I do every morning, you know that I had a TIA last Thursday afternoon. I was in the hospital on Friday morning. I told the story, not in detail, but because I give Ken carte blanche as my doctor to forget about HIPAA, which precludes doctors from talking to anybody about what it's like a lawyer, what is it, privilege, lawyer, you can't talk to
lawyer
anybody.
Client privilege.
Client privilege, yeah, exactly. So this is patient-client privilege.
Exactly.
But I think people can learn a lot from my experience, and I'm happy to talk about it on the air because I want to be helpful to people who may be going through this. A lot of people apparently are going through what I went through last week. So we'll talk about that. But first, let's pay attention to the latest COVID stuff and what is going on. Why did AstraZeneca stop their trials as they were on the way to making a vaccine?
Well, they did this for you, Doug, to reassure you, Doug. Remember last week you made a little bit of a cynical comment that these drug companies would rush a vaccine through just to make a political statement, and I told you that that's disinformation, and actions speak louder than words, and lo and behold, this week, AstraZeneca actually halted their phase 3 trial after only 1 week because one of the participants got sick. And in some of the literature that you're reading, they're already assigning it to the vaccine. But this is not uncommon in a vaccine trial, and we should not immediately say it's a failure because there are, in this trial, 30,000 total people potentially to be enrolled. 15,000 will get the vaccine. 15,000 will get the placebo. And during a phase 3 trial, there are people who are bound to get sick. And you don't know whether it's related to the vaccine that we're testing or it's related to something else. But a reliable trial will immediately stop and analyze what's going on. And that's what happened with AstraZeneca. And it just proves that they're not rushing to the finish line to make a political statement, that they know they've got to get it right, they've got to get it safe. And also on this same area of safety, 9 pharmaceutical companies got together, which is really unheard of, to answer your comment, Doug, and others making it, and they have agreed to work together on safety and that no one will present a vaccine unless they're sure that it's safe.
But so, there still is a big push. They still must be feeling the pressure,
well, there
governmental
are
and
dying.
Otherwise.
The pressure is that every day we announce more people dying, and we are concerned.
And then, but there are those who say, and I think
give
you
me
said
a second,
it here.
Give me a second. And there's right. also the pressure, you know, like to go to Mars, to go to the moon, to be the first. Because obviously, the first company, the first scientist that you know, everybody wants to be Salk, the first person who came up with the polio vaccine, who's a vaccinologist. So this is just human nature to want to get to the gold medal first. So to attribute it, you know, I don't even want, this is not a political show. I don't want to get into it, but just let me reassure you and look at the actions of these companies this week when they all get together to announce that nobody will announce a vaccine is available until everybody's confident about the safety.
Okay. So
be
that's
reassured.
Well,
be reassured that nobody wants to put their whole company at stake.
We're being unrealistic here. We're being unrealistic because the Russians and the Chinese are all over the place with potential vaccines.
Well,
apparently,
that is another issue.
And so that
they
stuff comes to America.
They weren't part of this nine group.
I know, but so people will because they won't. Unfortunately, people sometimes are not too smart, and they panic and they listen to the damn news media and they get the wrong information, and they think, you know, first of all, any vaccine that comes out, according to you and other experts, the vaccine may not work for everybody because the vaccine doesn't get, it's in development now.
Well,
so the
no
COVID's going to mutate.
100%
effective. No, never. So, but here are the Russians. They don't give a damn about the health regulators. They don't, what do they care? And, you know, Putin wouldn't even take the vaccine himself. Well, he had his daughter take it.
That's another issue. Who's recommending that you get a non-American?
Who's going to know that you're not getting from some unscrupulous doctor who grabs whatever he can grab from the damn Chinese government or the Russian government and makes a play with it? Who's going to know?
Who's going to know if there's an unscrupulous talk show host who's making it up as he or she goes along? I mean, there are bad apples in every bucket. So buyer beware, please.
That's
anyone listening, find out
where it comes from.
If you get a vaccine, make sure you know where it originated.
American vaccines only, please. No Chinese, no Russian, none of that stuff.
AstraZeneca, which is an English company and is doing some of the testing in America, that's the one that I would also consider. But I don't know where we are yet. Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Moderna, these are the three companies in the lead that one would consider.
Moderna is in my hometown. They have an office here.
We're not yet there to even know which one would be the best choice.
Yeah. All right, but that's the update on where it is. Time for us now to get an update on how to lose weight the safe way. The fellow who was the football player who died this week, 20 years old, 21 years old, star senior. He was the son of a football player. Kid weighed 362 pounds. He was 6'3". What do you think is going to happen to somebody who is who's black kid, and they're more susceptible to the virus than white people of the same ilk, unfortunately? So here we come with this kid getting it in school, and he dies. And so what it is a warning, a shout-out, a cry for people to be conscious of what they weigh. And if you're not tipping the scales in some reasonable fashion, then what you should do is go to toploss.com, get yourself right away onto the Calitrin diet program to lose weight the safe way, the effective way, the efficient way, stimulant-free, drug-free. Go to toploss.com. That pretty much says it all. I can't tell you everything. The website's chock full of the science as to how this works and who's taking it. Success stories all over the place. This is an ideal place for you to go. If you don't want to go on a crazy crash diet, you don't want an operation, you don't want to spend 3 hours a day in the gym, then go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin. Use the discount code DJV when you're checking out. You don't have to pay for shipping. And you'll be able to buy three at the regular price. That's a three-month supply. Get 3 months free. I recommend you stay in the program for 6 months because you train your body to lose the weight and keep it off. take my advice and the advice of many other people that you can read about at toploss.com. This is the best choice, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Go to toploss.com. Make sure you use the discount code DJV on checkout.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Many people use lip balm. It's a practice Dr. Don Davis, a dermatologist at Mayo Clinic, fully supports.
So the application of a lip product, whether that be a gloss or a stick or a swab, is a very positive thing to do for your skin. And we know that using moisturizer with sunscreen on the lips helps decrease the risk of skin cancer to the lips.
But Dr. Davis says sharing your lip product should be off limits.
I would always keep my lip swabs to myself. This swab can be a potential carrier of germs, including potentially a virus.
Dr. Davis says that's because germs and viruses can be spread by fomites or shared cosmetics like this. So the next time a friend or family member reaches for your lip balm,
it is completely polite to say no to sharing cosmetics. I think that we're all in the habit in society of not sharing toothbrushes and utensils without them being clean. And just similarly, we should have this same habit with cosmeceuticals.
For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Moving back into our focus here on Good Day Health, Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, another situational answer to a question about pain relievers and whether or not this has been something floating around for a while, pretty much since COVID started, because there are a lot of aches and pains and fevers that come with it. So you've been told to take them, don't take them. What should people take to relieve the pain that's safe?
Well, you asked me this past week whether you could take one of these for some pain, as you recall.
I did.
And
that's correct.
These non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, they're easy to get over the counter. The Aleves, the Motrins of the world, there's a long list of them. And there's an article out this week in PLOS Medicine reassuring if you take one of these NSAID pain relievers, they do not increase your risk for getting severe COVID-19. And that's the type of COVID-19 that is deadly and you definitely don't want to get.
No, that's for sure. My question was about taking this stuff with regard to the TIA that I'd had that we're going to talk about in a little bit. But I think there are a lot of people who are on various medications that may be playing with fire, taking these various things, because there's so many different choices. I asked you about Aleve, but there are how many? You want to think about it. It used to be just aspirin. Now it's ibuprofen. It's whatever the other stuff is that's made out of different non-steroidal. What is NSAID mean? Non-steroidal.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. There's the ibuprofens, which is Advil, Motrin. There's naproxen, which is Aleve. There's diclofenac, which is Voltaren.
Do they all do the same thing, basically?
They do the same thing, except for aspirin is also among the group. Aspirin has the extra effect of being a blood thinner in addition to the anti-inflammatory and also pain relief that all the others include. And the others are from mild to severe in effectiveness.
All right. Okay, up next, a focus on what you must do having a certain activity. You get my drift. All right, we'll get the recommendation for what to do if you want to make love in the morning, in the evening.
During the COVID era.
Yes, Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen.
Call complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back again in the focus is your health and well-being. Don't forget about the podcast that comes out of our discussions every week as well. Dr. Ken, in the most recent podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com, has a focus on preparing for the vaccine that we've been talking about. When can we do that? That information is there, plus lots of other things, the testing, the whole mental health thing around the pandemic. There's tons of stuff every week that I'm trying to get away from this stuff as much as we can, because I think it's time. I think we need to talk about it, but because I think the worst days of the coronavirus are over, but still there are a lot of questions, as we have heard so far today. I get some of that stuff on the next podcast. Catch them all at gooddayhealthshow.com. So, there is an official recommendation now, Ken, from the Canadian government as to what to do when you're making whoopee.
Well, this recommendation, and also similarly published this week in the Annals of Internal Medicine, and additionally confirmed by the Mayo Clinic. So there are a lot of substantial organizations right now commenting on how to have sex during the pandemic with COVID-19 around, and they all basically agree. And I'm not making this up, and we can talk about it, but Canada's chief public health officer has recommended you wear a face mask during sexual encounter with someone outside your quarantine group. Also, in a paper published in the Annals of Internal Medicine, Harvard researchers said people should wear masks and avoid kissing if they get together with somebody they're not quarantining with. And again, as I said before, the Mayo Clinic came in and agreed with these recommendations. So basically what they're saying is that if you are going to have sexual relationships with somebody that you haven't been inside with for at least 14 days, they're recommending both of you wear masks and not involved in any face-to-face activity.
Well, no face-to-face activity.
Right, but they're not excluding anything else as long as you're wearing
bodily
a mask.
Fluids. Well, are bodily fluids, though, that's an interesting question.
They are not. The virus does not appear to be in semen. But again, you have to use your imagination because they are recommending both of you wear a mask and not have face-to-face contact, but they're not excluding any other techniques.
Huh. All right, well, that's a... I think
movie,
that was a question a lot of people had.
11.
Yeah, but I don't you think that was a... Did you have people coming in to see you during this who, you know, you're a cardiologist, but you're seeing tons of people who are affected by this because if your heart and circulatory system isn't working well, you're going to be a sitting duck for COVID.
Severe COVID.
Right. So did people ask you, can they have sex? When they're, you know, I mean, even the question, if you have a heart problem, do you have sex?
Well, those are several issues, but absolutely, cardiologists have to be very comfortable talking to their patients about sex because this is something that needs to be discussed, and sometimes patients are eager and easily talk about it. Sometimes they want to talk about it but feel uncomfortable bringing it up. But I like bringing it up in the appropriate setting because it does increase the work of the heart, and you need to make sure the heart's able to do it. So it always comes up in a cardiology office, but it also, I've gotten questions about this issue, concerns about from folks about how to have sexual relationships during the pandemic. It's definitely on people's minds.
All right. So there you go. Figure that one out. I mean, it's a lot of it's just common sense, I think, as much as anything else. Next up, Doug goes to the hospital, Ken to the rescue. That's up next in the next half hour of Good Day Health.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Authorities in Northern California's Butte County were continuing to look for at least 12 people missing in a fire after 3 people were found dead in connection with the blaze. Jacob Blake from the U.S. Forest Service talks about how much of a struggle it is to rescue anybody caught in the fires.
The pilots have been challenged by visibility, most of all. The smoke has been very thick.
There are firefighters that deployed fire shelters last night in that area. And so when you deploy a fire shelter, that's kind of a last chance for survival. So you take the fire shelter out of your pack and you crawl into it.
The fire continues to worsen after burning for about 3 weeks, damaging or destroying hundreds of homes and other structures. Destructive wildfires are also tearing through parts of Oregon and Washington states. The Butte County Sheriff's Office said it has received at least 85 missing person reports or requests for welfare checks in the last 24 hours. This is USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
The White House is now reportedly considering issuing a new round of executive actions amid dwindling hopes for a bipartisan coronavirus relief deal. Trump administration officials have discussed efforts to provide support for the airline industry, bolster federal unemployment benefits, and allocating more money for school vouchers. At the end of August, Trump circumvented Congress and signed four executive actions to partially restore unemployment benefits at $300 a week and defer payroll tax payments through the end of the year for workers earning less than $104,000, discouraging evictions and deferring student loan payments. Questions that are anti-President Trump on a current events quiz given to students in a Michigan district this week were taken from an app and crafted by the teacher, but they were not approved by the school, according to the superintendent. Several questions on the quiz were deemed inappropriate in nature and not part of the Bedford Public Schools curriculum, according to their superintendent, Carl Schultz. One of the controversial questions taken from the quiz paints the president as a racist, xenophobe, and misogynist. The question reads, this is the perception of what Trump hates: women, black people, Mexicans, or all of the above. Schultz said the district had investigated the situation and found the teacher had taken the pre-created quiz from a popular education tool and given it to students without properly vetting the questions. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Moving back into the next half hour here, including a segment of the program called Ask Dr. Ken that's coming up in a bit. First, though, a story, a tale of woe, if you will. Remember the Dickens' Tale of Two Cities? This is a tale of two doctors, actually more than that, and a tale of a situation that apparently is all too common. Last Thursday, to give you the background, I was working and I had gone to my office to do something quick because I had to register for some program, and I sat at the computer and I opened it up and I looked at a couple of sentences and I was reading along, and then I noticed that I couldn't really understand what I was reading, and I kept looking at the words and I kept looking at the sentence, and I did it three or four times, and I kind of understood what was there. It was a simple sentence. I mean, it wasn't like it was in hieroglyphics. It was English, normal sentence with instructions. Didn't get it. Then I called a woman who was at the site to get some clarification, And as I'm talking to her, I know in my mind what I want to say, but what's coming out of my mouth isn't what's in my mind. I was able to get through to communicate with her well enough so she knew what I was saying, but I was ending sentences, and I wasn't slurring, but I was stopping, or I was using different phrases that were in my head, and I just, hello, ding, dong, ding. I said to myself, uh-oh. And you know what? I didn't tell you this. I remember this, and I haven't even talked to you for a couple of days, but what came back to me as I was living through a lot of this stuff was I had one of these 35 years ago. And it was something that I didn't take as seriously then as I did now, although I think I did have it checked out, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't, it didn't, my doctor at the time, the family doctor, whom I had had for, since I was a teenager, I always was telling me that I was a very healthy kid. Don't worry about it. These things happen. Yada, yada, yada. And he was a heart, he was associated with the Framingham Heart Study, interestingly enough. So fast forward to last week. I go to the hospital. Ken says, I call Ken right to the hospital. Get yourself checked out. So I figure I'll go down for a couple of hours. They'll do some tests and we'll figure this out. Well, a couple of hours turned into an overnight, and all kinds of stuff stuck into my body. Any of you who have had tests for things like this, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Pretty much every surface of your body's got something stuck in it, so they can monitor over the night. I had an MRI, I had an MRA, I had a CAT scan. Ken, you've seen the results of all of these. I had blood work done. I was seen by a virologist, a cardiologist, by you name it. I had, actually, it was interesting because a lady came in who works on the brain and the organs and stuff and how everything connects. And she had a paper, and she said, read this. I want to see what you say. And, you know, I could read everything and understand everything. They did all kinds of tests, pushing my body, you know, push this muscle, push that muscle, and nothing. So at the end of the day, I left not knowing anything because it was clear. So then why don't you take it there?
You see, look, can I just twist things around? Because I've also seen some of your Facebook posts. And I just a little bit disagree with your interpretation of what happened before they sent you home. You actually knew a lot that did not
cause
this.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a second. And you left out a little tidbit because the first advice you got was not by a retired soul was not to go to the hospital. If you remember that part, remember
yes.
when you called me for like a second. Or
I had
third
been to
opinion.
See my friend across the street is an emergency room doctor.
Retired.
Who works at a hospital. No, he's not retired. He's like
he's still
30,
active.
39 years old. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That makes it worse, does it?
I'm just surprised. He told you that.
Well, he sort of told me what he thought it was, but he didn't think it was anything to get all worked up about.
No, that's not what I'm surprised what he told you. He told me something else. Do you recall what you told me, what he said?
He told me a lot, and I told you a lot. I don't remember what you specifically told me.
Well, he told you that essentially the bottom line was that they're not going to do anything anyway, so why go? At least it was what you told me.
Yeah, no, that's about, he said, no, I think what he said was they're not going to find anything, so why bother going? But I may have translated it, they're not going to do anything. But
Right.
Yeah.
And that's when I immediately told you, Doug, you got to get to the hospital.
Yeah.
And because at the point you called me, you don't know really what the next few days are going to hold. A TIA... transient ischemic attack is a reversible stroke. It's actually a stroke that evolves, and then everything reverts back to normal, and there's no permanent deficit. And strokes are of two types. One is due to a clot formed and it travels to the circulation of the brain, and it totally obstructs flow, so the brain can't get blood flow. And that's where you see the signs and symptoms of a stroke. Or you can have a bleeding or hemorrhagic stroke where the circulation ruptures and you get bleeding into the brain, and then you get the damage to the brain tissue. And it's not clear when you're calling me whether you're having a clotting issue or a bleeding hemorrhagic issue. And it's also not clear to me whether you're about to evolve a big stroke. Usually after a TIA, it's not like the steam got out of the pot and now everything's okay. Usually what a TIA means, it's a warning that the big ones are coming. And if you don't take action, the big one's going to be there. So you really need to get checked out. You don't know what the cause is, whether there's an identifiable cause, which can be reversed, and you don't know whether you're about to have the big one. So that's why I wanted you in the hospital. And the good thing was that when they did the imaging of your brain, there was not yet any evidence of any permanent damage. There wasn't any evidence of bleeding. And then we monitored your heart for a day or two to make sure there's no rhythm abnormality. And then, but we still don't know if there isn't any atrial fibrillation. You have a family history of it. There's definitely a genetic component to atrial fibrillation. So that's why I wanted, after discharge, you to be on a monitor. But very importantly, they put you on extra blood thinner. They put you on Plavix in addition to your aspirin. And then after a couple of weeks, we're going to stop the aspirin and just keep you on the Plavix. And also, we put you on statin to stabilize plaque. So we're attending to all the potential causes of a future stroke to dramatically lower your risk right now of having a stroke, which was about to probably happen in a big way had we not gotten in the middle of this.
Hmm. All right. Well, see, there you go. And there are lots of people who agree with you, lots of people who disagree with you, and so I have to know who to trust in this circumstance. But I know that you
disagree about what part of what I just said.
Whether I need to have aspirin and the blood thinner.
That's just for a short period of time, as the neurologist in the hospital told you, just to make that transfer.
No, yeah.
And we don't think that you need them long term. We just said a couple of weeks, as the neurologist told you in the hospital, which I thought was great advice when you asked me my thought about it.
Yeah. Can I give blood? There are some people who think that if I'd have been diligent in giving blood regularly, none of this would have happened. What do you think?
I don't know why. How's that? Who told you that? Not a doctor.
A doctor, but not the same kind of doctor.
It wasn't a
naturopath. It was somebody who's got a PhD in something that's related.
That's hypothetical. I mean, that's if you have if you have excess red blood cells, maybe a hypercoagulable. But that is not one
the
way.
The stat that she said people who give blood don't have as much propensity to have these problems as do people who do not give blood. That was what I thought was interesting.
If you have excess red blood cells, polycythemia, that might be true. You don't have polycythemia. Yeah.
Can I still give blood? The meds and stuff? Is that?
I would just wait. I would just let things settle down a little bit. And you know, it's nice that you want to do that, but give this a little time to see where it's all going before you put yourself under a stress that's not absolutely needed right now.
All right. Dr. Ken, Dr. Doug here.
And that's personal advice.
I know it is. All this stuff is personal because of our relationship, much of anything else. You take care of your body. We know that. Are you taking care of your brain? This conversation we're having right now is about my brain and how I'm going to take better care of it. One of the things that I do every day is to take a capsule known as Prevagen. Prevagen is a health supplement that is good for your brain, good for your life. Your short-term memory is great. I mean, this has all been proven in research. Brain health supplement Prevagen is what I want to spend. Well, I want you to spend some time. Go to the health food store, find Prevagen, take it, find yourself with a healthier brain and a better life. Product again called Prevagen.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel. A Loveland, Colorado homeowner could go to jail for protecting his property from melting snow. He paid $10,000 for a permit to add a small addition, but then the city changed the rules. He had to stop work, pay another $30,000 for a new permit, and wait for approval. He waited so long winter came, and melting snow was pouring off the unfinished roof into his basement. He tacked up some plastic to temporarily route the water away, and the city compliance officers pounced. He was dragged into court for putting up plastic without a permit while waiting for the permit. Even the court could not figure out what he had done to deserve such abuse. In America, it's the government's job to protect our rights, not steal them. Thieves go to jail, not innocent victims.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
When everything is changing, you need a store that's a constant. A store that has the brands your family loves and the value that you need. A store where you can stock up, pick up, and drive up. A store that's close to home and feels like home. A store that puts the health and safety of you and your family above all else. And a store that's always here to help. At Kohl's, we don't know what next year will look like. We just know that we'll be here for you no matter what. Kohl's, here today, here to stay. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here with reworking, by the way, Dr. Ken and his expertise. I'll probably be involved in telemedicine with him as we go through trying to finish or ferret out all that needs to be done here with the post-mortem. I don't like to use that
term. Can I just comment a little bit more about your course? Because you like to tell everybody.
Yeah, yeah.
So what we've done is we've, in a rational way, given Doug some, since there was no bleeding into his brain, we've added some blood thinner, the Plavix, to help lower the risk of him having any clots form and travel to his brain to have another stroke. And we added the statin to stabilize the plaque in his circulation so there's no plaque rupture, which is another way you can get a clot to form and plug things up, and we're going to get his LDL into the mid-50s, get it really low. That's the new European guideline, and do whatever we can to lower it. The other issue is whether he's having rhythm abnormalities, atrial fibrillation, the most common in the heart, makes the blood clot. It's then propelled to the brain. So we have him on hopefully a 30-day monitor. It may be two 14-day monitors, but we want to monitor his heart for 30 days and make sure he's not having any rhythm issues that he's not even feeling. Sometimes you can have atrial fibrillation. You know the first beat of it, and some people never even know they go into it, and that can significantly cause a stroke if you're going in and out or staying in atrial fibrillation. And then the other issue, if we don't find the cause, the last thing we're going to do is what's called a transesophageal echo. Look from inside with the ultrasound, like having an upper endoscopy, swallow the probe and make sure there's no clots in his heart or any other structural abnormalities in his aorta or in the walls of his heart, in the chambers. And this will give us a thorough look to see what caused this TIA so we can prevent the big one. All of us want to continue to listen to Doug for many years, so we're making a big effort in this.
All right, so
as we would with anybody else.
The final thing that I learned here from the emergency room doctor was how important my heritage was. My father had fibrillation starting in his 50s, died of a stroke at 91, had two or three before he died. He was on blood thinners and all kinds of stuff, but that was in the 60s. This science has gained tremendously. Statins weren't even around then. So I'm comfortable this will have a different outcome than it did with my father, but your genetics, you need to know what your genetics are and follow that, because that's where your body's going to go. I'm convinced of that. Up next, questions for Dr. Ken here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken, 53 past the hour. Time for us to take a more than a passing glance at questions that people have about what's going on. Certainly a lot of questions have been about COVID. Then there are other things, the day-to-day stuff. The problem with dementia, Alzheimer's, the things that we risk suffering the longer we live here on planet Earth, if somebody drinks, i.e. alcohol, to the point of passing out, what does that do for the risk? And why, I guess maybe I'd ask this person, why the hell would you do that to yourself? But, you know, that's another question. So what happens if you drink a lot of alcohol and you have the propensity for Alzheimer's or dementia?
Well, if you drink more than 4 servings of alcohol in a 2-hour period, that can easily lead to you passing out. And it's been studied, published in JAMA Network actually this week, that you have a significantly up to 30% increase risk of getting dementia in the next 10 years. So too many unfortunate people under the age of 65 who are getting early cognitive issues, can't remember, can't think. You have to look at their alcohol history. Guys, if you take more than 2 drinks a day, women, more than 1 drink a day, you're not doing it for your health. You're definitely having effects on your brain. If you go to 4 or more, extreme effects on your brain. And if you're passing out You got to stop the behavior.
You know, one of the things we're talking about on Good Day Health was knowing how important it was to know what your history is, i.e. your genetics from your mother and your father. I knew pretty much what my father's genetics were, and so it plays into what I'm going through with the TIAs and stuff. But I don't know much about my mother, except that now, just hearing this from you, and my mother was an alcoholic, had mental problems the last 4, 5, 6 years of her life, and I wonder if she wasn't suffering from dementia or some form because of her extreme alcoholism.
Absolutely, and knowing your personality, I mean this very politely, I mean, I bet she masked it.
She did. Hell yeah.
And she had what we call mask dementia, so it was probably worse than you ever imagined. And being much younger, we idolize our parents, even with their faults, and we overlook them. So it was probably a lot worse than little Doug ever thought.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. Blood pressure medicines. One of the things, thankfully, back to talking a little bit about my situation and what we've learned from it, the good thing is I don't have high blood pressure. My blood pressure was monitored around 10, 112, 114, or 115 over 68, 70, 72. So I'm thankful for that. But if you do have that, in addition to the things that we've been talking about on the air in various circumstances, Ken, how does that complicate things? Statins, blood thinners, blood pressure medicines, good God.
Well, the news out of the European Society of Cardiology, which was the first week of September, this is really good news because there's been concern that all the different or some of the different family members of blood pressure medications, especially the so-called ARBs, the ARBs, Losartan is an example, may cause cancer. But this was a thorough, long-term, large study looking at all the different classes of blood pressure medications you can think of, and none of them showed an increased risk of cancer. So I think we can put this issue to rest, and if you take blood pressure medication, don't be concerned that they're going to cause cancer. The problem is that often people are taking them as you get older, you're at increased risk for various cancers, and it's true, unrelated is what this study showed in a big way.
Dr. Ken, do you expect, now having gone through Labor Day, there are a lot of people who are out celebrating, traveling, do you expect a surge from the COVID as a result of these gatherings and many other gatherings? When you look back to the 4th of July, you know, that's kind of what happened, right?
Exactly. Memorial Day, July 4th, we're in synchronicity. I'm thinking about this. I'm watching the data. And so far, we haven't seen a bump, but I want to see it. And it'll tell us a lot about where the virus is. But day to day, I'm watching it. The case studies lag a little bit in time. But ask me this question next week, because I think we'll have a better handle on this question. But I am watching this on a day-to-day basis. So far, there's no evidence that there has been, but I don't think we've had enough time yet to know for sure.
Uh-huh. All right. So there it is. Questions for Dr. Ken, you can send them along to me at Doug Steffen is fine, Doug at DougSteffen.com. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology. Check him out at 352-735-1400.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.